Good afternoon, and welcome to Folk Music and Beyond. I'm Joanne Marr, and today it's our all-Leonard Cohen show. Later in the program, music journalist Sylvie Simmons stops by to talk about her new, very comprehensive biography on Leonard Cohen, and we'll take a look back at his long and distinguished career in music. Right now, the Conspiracy of Beards is here to start us off with a Leonard Cohen song. Take it away, guys.
Some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Oh,
so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and the angels forget to pray for us. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. So long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all again. You're really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, so long, Marianne, it's time that we begin. So long, Marianne, so long, Marianne, so long. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all again.
You're listening to our Midnight Choir, The Conspiracy of Beards, the chorus that sings the songs of Leonard Cohen. We heard Leonard's classic, So Long, Marianne. Well, I wasn't sure we'd be able to squeeze all of you into our small studio space, but somehow we managed to do it. Welcome, all of you, to KALW.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Why don't you come a little closer, Daryl? Well, Leonard Cohen has a reputation for being a very dapper dresser. When you see him in concert, he's always dressed to the nines in his suit and tie and fedora hat. And you guys are all here dressed up in your Leonard Cohen outfits, looking like slightly more ragged versions of Leonard, but not quite as dapper looking as Leonard. But, you know, after all, it's hard to compete with him.
We consider ourselves handsome, but we don't have that kind of a budget.
So Daryl Handline is the director of The Conspiracy of Beards. So you guys are a nonprofit community chorus based here in the Bay Area, and you've been together now for about 10 years?
This is our 10th season.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Who'd have thought, huh?
A friend of mine told me that there's hundreds, maybe thousands of choruses in the Bay Area, but what sets you apart from the rest is that you perform only the songs of Leonard Cohen. Why the exclusive focus on Leonard?
Our choir was conceived by an artist, Peter Kotick, who passed away before the choir ever began. And Pete just knew that there was a void in the universe that required a male choir singing the songs of Leonard Cohen called A Conspiracy of Beards. He knew that we needed to fill that need. And so we never questioned. We're the only band that's never had an argument about what to call themselves, because Pete figured it out a long time ago.
How did he come up with that name, Conspiracy of Beards?
When he mentioned it to me, I imagined a bunch of, you know, Russians with long beards standing there in black robes singing low tones. We're also a unique choir. We're probably the only choir in the Bay Area that really doesn't have any audition procedure. You have to love Leonard Cohen, and you have to have Monday nights free. And I forget which combination of chromosomes it is that you know, makes you a guy, but that's even kind of loose, you know. We can't test for that.
So over the years, have you ever thought of expanding beyond Leonard Cohen, or would that kind of muddy the waters?
You know, we've never really thought about that.
We have thought about it. There have been some.
I think they've kept those thoughts to themselves. We've sung a few Hanukkah songs, and we sing a damn good version of Happy Birthday, if I do say so myself. But, you know.
That's it?
Yeah, that's about it, right? We sing, you know. Here Comes the Bride. We sang that, yeah. Because we're a community chorus. Sometimes we're called upon to do service, you know, at weddings or...
Yeah, something that's appropriate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Conspiracy of Beards are my special guests today. Can I have you perform another one of your Leonard Cohen songs?
Absolutely. We're going to sing Is This What You Wanted from Death of a Ladies' Man.
Is this what you wanted? 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 You have lived the promise at dawn is harvest. I was the morning after. Is this what you wanted? You have lived Jesus Christ, my Lord. Is this I was the money lender.
Is this what you wanted?
Is you were the sensitive woman.
Is what you wanted?
Is I was a very reverend Freud.
Is this what you wanted?
Is you were the manual orgasm.
Is what you wanted?
I was the dirty little boy. Is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me? Is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me?
Is this what you wanted?
You were this Marlon Brando. I was Steve McQueen.
Is this what you wanted?
You were this K.Y. Jelly. I was Vaseline.
Is this what you wanted?
You were
the father of modern medicine.
Is what you wanted.
I was Mr. Clean.
Is what you wanted.
You were the whore and the beast of Babylon.
Is what you wanted.
Ooh.
I was Rin-Tin-Tin. Haunted by the ghost of you and me. Is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted?
Haunted
by the ghost of you and me.
Is this what you wanted?
You got this old and wrinkled. I say 17.
Is this what you wanted?
You lusted after so many.
Is this
I lay here with one.
Is this what you wanted?
You defied your solitude.
What you wanted? Is
I came through alone.
Is this what you wanted?
You said you could never love me.
I undid your gown,
and is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted,
haunted
by the ghost of you and me? Is this what you wanted, to live in a house that is haunted,
haunted
by the ghost of you and me?
Yeah, I said, is this what you wanted?
What you wanted,
oh, to live in a house
that is haunted,
haunted
by the ghost of you and me?
Live in the KALW studios, it's the Conspiracy of Beards. 17 members of the chorus are with us this afternoon singing the songs of Leonard Cohen, and we just heard them doing Is This What You Wanted?, one of Leonard's more obscure songs from an album that wasn't really a favorite of his, Death of a Ladies Man, his collaboration with the great Phil Spector. Music director Daryl Henlein is speaking on behalf of the Conspiracy of Beards. So, Daryl, do all of Leonard's songs lend themselves to these multi-part arrangements?
Yeah, sure they do. If you think about it with a little imagination, we have to throw the arrangements around, because otherwise it would be boring for the audience to hear. We're just one instrument. We're a choir. So if we gave people an hour's worth of songs that sounded alike, we'd be tired of it, and we think the audience probably would too. But yeah, all of Leonard's arrangements lend themselves to choir, but we have to work very hard about what words we're selecting. His sometimes they're 5 and 6 verses, and so we do edit, and we've been very afraid of that. And it's starting off, that's as close as we ever came to crisis, was trying to decide which verses of Hallelujah to do, or you know, which verses of other songs were appropriate.
So is there, within the Conspiracy of Beards, a subgroup of you in charge of converting his melodies into these 4 and 5 part harmonies?
We've done all of our own arrangements, and you know, a number of guys have contributed arrangements to the set that we do now. People, you know, get inspired. They have a favorite song, and they put it together. We've what are we doing right now? Alexandra Leaving. We're arranging Alexandra Leaving from 10 New Songs in response to a donation that was made to the choir on a Kickstarter that we did last year.
So how do you go about choosing which Leonard Cohen songs to perform? Because he's been in music for the last 45 years, and there's so much to choose from.
In the beginning, I looked for the songs with the least amount of words.
You know. Path of least
but,
resistance.
You know, we ran out of those after about two.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, we've tended to arrange the songs that are most widely known. You know, we can be accused of being a greatest hits band in a lot of ways.
There's comfort in familiarity. Uh-huh. That's good.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, that we have several arrangers in the choir, and so it's really, if someone decides to arrange a song, then we try that song at least, and if it turns out to be impossible, we don't sing it, but most of the time we sing whatever gets arranged.
Maybe it makes us a better choir singing some of our difficult, poorly arranged arrangements, you know?
The diminished chord.
Yeah. Lesser musicians couldn't make that piece of music sound good.
Now, I'm sure each one of you has your own personal Leonard Cohen favorite, so give us a lowdown, Daryl. Behind the scenes, is there ever any squabbling going on over which songs to perform?
I don't think so, because...
No, give it some drama.
You know, well, choirs tend to be benevolent dictatorships, but okay. Yeah, sure, people... a lot of times the squabbling is over... people do have favorites, you know, and sometimes we're ready to sing them, and sometimes we're not, you know.
But Daryl decides what we sing.
Oh, you're the decider, Daryl.
I'm the decider.
Okay, the Conspiracy of Beards is here in the KALW studios. Can I get you to sing another Leonard Cohen song for us?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's by Leonard Cohen.
Are we going to sing, which one is this?
This is the Amber Anthem.
Anthem. Okay.
We're going to sing Anthem by Leonard Cohen.
The birds, they sang,
la 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 la,
at the break of day,
la 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 la,
start again,
don't dwell on what has passed away,
or what is yet to be. Again, the dove is never free. Ring the bells that still down bells. Ring the bells. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack, there is
a crack
in everything. That's how the light gets in. Oh,
we ask for signs.
The signs were sent.
The birth betrayed.
The marriage spent.
Oh,
the widowhood of every government. Signs for all to.
Can't run no more
with that lawless crowd. While the killers in high places say their prayers out loud.
But
they summoned up a thundercloud.
And they're going to
gonna hear from me. Ring the bells that still can ring. Ring the bells,
forget
your perfect offering.
There is a crack
in everything. That's how the light gets in. Oh, ring the bells that still can bells. Ring the bells,
forget
your perfect offering.
There is
a crack, there is a crack,
a crack in everything.
That's how the light gets in.
Oh, ring the bells, ring the bells, ring the bells, ring the bells.
We're listening to the Conspiracy of Beards, the all-male chorus that performs the songs of Leonard Cohen, and we just heard them singing Leonard's song Anthem. And I'm speaking with Daryl Henlein, the music director of the Conspiracy of Beards. Now, you guys, as we said, have been together for the last 10 years. And, you know, you didn't expect to be together that long because, as you mentioned, you started as a kind of one-off, and then you expected to go your separate ways after that. But instead, I guess you were so popular that you just stayed together all these years.
Yeah, that's, of course. For, and the money you kept rolling in.
Right.
And, you know. We like doing this, and it really, it means a lot to us. I can't imagine singing the songs of anybody else and having it have so much meaning for a group of guys, you know. You know, I think it's kept us from being vagrants. We've met so many amazing guys in doing this. I mean, there's 17 people in the studio right now, but we added it up the other, you know, last fall, and over 100 men have sung in this choir in the last 10 years. You know, people show up because they love Leonard Cohen, and guys show up because guys want to sing. Community singing is something that is becoming more and more rare in the United States especially, and you know, we aim to preserve that in this small fashion that we do.
Were you surprised that you've stayed together this long? I mean, does the Bay Area have a big Leonard Cohen fan base?
Big enough. you know, it's really fun to go out of town. We go to LA and we go to New York. Annually. Last year we went to Canada for the first time, and even though we only had one show in Vancouver, we were warmly received, you know, like we hope to be.
And we have a lot of friends here.
We have a lot of friends. I mean, you know, if you put 25 people in a choir, you can probably fill the makeout room, you know, with their friends and family. So it's a good idea for all band members, you know. If you forget the three-piece, start a 25-piece band, and you'll always have a crowd at your shows.
Well, you know, Leonard Cohen has this reputation for being kind of dark and depressing, but you guys managed to inject Leonard's songs with a sense of joy that's appropriate for the holiday season.
Well, thank you. We're joyous. They're not Christmas carols, but...
not exactly.
You know, we love singing. And I don't know, would we be wrong to say that, you know, there's a lot of dark and depressing stuff in the world, but I'm still glad to be alive, you know? And I think that that's kind of one of the things that we get out of working with Leonard Cohen. I mean, personally, Leonard Cohen, you know, I believe struggles with a lot of the things that I struggle with. And I take a lot of inspiration from a guy who's remained so true to his craft and maintained, you know, this spiritual quest for all these years, you know.
Well, you guys are certainly doing your part to help spread the word, promote Leonard's music, especially his early albums from the 60s and 70s, because I tend to think a lot of people mistakenly believed that Leonard Cohen's career began in the 80s and his first album was I'm Your Man.
Uh-huh. Well,
so it's good you're singing the early songs, too.
They were the most accessible in some ways, and they're the songs that a lot of us fell in love with, you know, when we were younger. You know, the songs that consoled us, you know. I think Leonard Cohen has been consolation music for a lot of people.
And, yeah, I guess for a lot of you guys, maybe it was coming-of-age music?
Yeah, I would say it was for me, you know. And I remember the cool people that turned me on to Leonard Cohen, you know. And those people are always, like, I mean, can you guys relate to that, you know? And it's kind of a litmus test for some of the women that I went out with, too, you know, like how they relate to Leonard Cohen. Some women are sort of afraid of boyfriends that listen to Leonard Cohen because they're afraid they're going to wake up one morning and the guy's going to have slit his wrists in the bathroom or something. But, you know.
Or left with someone else.
Obviously, we haven't. Or left with someone else. So long, Marianne. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
I see. So Leonard Cohen is a true test of your relationships. Never thought of him that way.
Like a lot of music, you know.
Okay.
Iron Maiden's like that, too.
Yeah.
Minor, threat. Minor Threat, yeah, definitely.
So if someone wants to join the conspiracy of beards, you mentioned that there are no auditions. People can just join in?
They can just show up on stage and start singing.
It is not
No. We take new singers in September, and we welcome them in with open arms because, you know, it's a real honor for us to have new singers come and join us. But September is the time of year that we bring in new singers into the choir, and so they can contact us through the website, and we'll put them through their paces. Our initiation procedures are all legal.
Mm-hmm. And, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ideally, is the kind of singer you're looking for somebody with, you know, deep, rumbling baritone that sounds like Leonard?
Yeah, we would love some more deep, rumbling baritone basses. Yeah, we love that. No, we're looking for singers that actually can make it to rehearsal and really dig what we're doing. We like singers that, you know, we'll go have a...
Can carry a tune.
Oh, God. You don't set the bar.
Want to drink a beer or have a good reason why they no longer drink.
You don't set the bar very high.
You know what? We set the bar on personality and... Because a lot of these guys have never sung in a choir before, nor do they read music. We have printed sheet music, but we work very hard, and they teach each other the songs and stuff like that. We work hard at being a musical organization, but if we were just all about music, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun for us. I mean, I've been in 30 choirs, and I've never enjoyed the choral music experience anywhere near like we do. And the audience we sing for, people in bars, people in street corners, bookstores, you know, maybe a festival if we get lucky, is fantastic because my audience singing in church choirs and, you know, civic choirs has always been either a sacred audience or an audience that goes to Davies Symphony Hall. And I've never seen those people in the makeout room. And a lot of times you don't see the people from the bar at the church or at the civic auditorium to hear choral music. So, you know, what we're sharing with people might be their first experience of a choir.
Now, speaking of performances, you have one coming up next week. Give us the details.
We're going to be at the Contemporary Jewish Museum for sort of an annual kind of a Hanukkah show, December 13th. I mean, it's during Hanukkah, so I guess that counts. 7 o'clock, December 13th at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. It sold out last year. So if people are interested in coming to see us, they should get tickets soon. It's $5. If they need the money, they could talk to us. It's not that much. Maybe we could help them out.
And speaking of the holidays, you have a new DVD out.
Yeah, we made a DVD so that people can experience us visually. And we're really very happy with it. It's got a number of our songs, and it kind of shows us in a number of different settings. And they can go to our website, which is conspiracyofbeards.com, and order up a DVD for themselves.
Okay.
We would love that.
Again, that's conspiracyofbeards.com. And we have time for one more song.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What song is this?
Oh, Tower
Song.
Tower
Song.
Dum, 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 doo-da-doo-da-dum. Dum, 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 doo-da-doo-da-dum. Dum, 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 doo-da-doo-da-dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Well, my friends are gone, dum, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. I'm crazy for love.
I'm crazy.
But I'm not coming on.
No, I'm not coming on.
I'm just a paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. Up in the Tower of Song.
I
I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. A 100 floors above me, in the Tower of Song, up in the Tower of Song. I was born like this, I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the grave beyond. They tied me to this table in the Tower of Song, up in the Tower of Song. Now you can say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming. But I may be wrong. You see, you hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song, up in the Tower of Song. I saw you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed. And I feel so close to everything that we've lost. I'll never have to lose it again. So I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track. But you'll be hearing from me, baby.
Oh, baby.
Long after I'm gone.
Long after I'm gone.
I'll be speaking to you sweetly
from the window in the Tower of Song.
Sweetly in the Tower of Song. Song.
The Conspiracy of Beards are Daryl Henlein, Scott Velardo, Ruben Fonseca, Matt Zimmerman, Chris Shikes, Elo Creightons, Larry Doyle, Tom Gallagher, Clay Smith, John Berger, Peter Whitehead, Andrew Ross Cushion, Christopher Pepper, Tim White, Joshua De Leon, Josh Warren, and Jeff Fitzsimmons. Thank you all for coming and giving us your take on Leonard Cohen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So long, Joanne Marr. Thank you very, very much.
If you'd like to see the Conspiracy of Beards in concert, they'll be performing this Thursday, December 13th, at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco, and that concert starts at 7 o'clock this Thursday. More Leonard Cohen coming up on Folk Music and Beyond, here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco.